It was un-American, unwarranted, and unnecessary. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what former President Trump called Monday's FBI raid on his Mar-a-Lago, Florida home in a late-night statement, hours after the attorney general said he personally signed off on the search warrant and asked a federal judge to unseal it, make it public.
And Trump is on board, writing on Truth Social, quote, "Not only will I not oppose the release of the documents, I am going a step further by encouraging the immediate release of those documents." Late last night, the Washington Post reporting that the FBI was searching for classified documents on nuclear weapons that were allegedly withheld when agents subpoenaed Trump back in the spring.
That's Fox's Brooke Singman. We're learning the man who tried to breach an FBI office in Cincinnati was motivated by that Trump raid, posting online a call for his followers to attack federal agents responsible. Ricky Schiffer Jr. led police on a 60-mile chase.
The officers attempted to negotiate with the suspect.
But Ohio State Patrol Lieutenant Nathan Dennis says that did not work, and Schiffer lifted his gun and was shot and killed. Early this morning, a sheriff's deputy was shot and killed in Raleigh, North Carolina. Wake County Sheriff Gerald Baker says they'll find the gunman.
Even in the midst of the hurt and the pain.
The House is expected to approve today a $739 billion bill.
The Inflation Reduction Act, Democrats argue, will bring down the price of prescription drugs and energy costs and invest $369 billion in climate change proposals. It also creates a 15% minimum tax on large corporations and aims to bring in tens of billions of dollars in revenue through new IRS enforcement.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. In a minute, I got a single Republican yes vote. GOP Congressman James Comer tells Fox,
"This is ridiculous, unnecessary spending. When the government spends more money unnecessarily, it's going to lead to more inflation."
A week after Ann Heche got into a car accident in Los Angeles, a representative for the actress says she will not recover from her injuries. America's listening.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden will be watching that House vote today while on vacation in South Carolina as his approval rating inches up a bit in a new Fox poll.
While the Fox News poll finds 3 in 4 voters are dissatisfied with the direction of the country and 6 in 10 rate their personal financial situation as only fair or poor, the president's approval rating is up 2 points over last month, standing at 42%. And while the poll finds a majority have noticed that gas prices have fallen, just under a fifth of respondents give credit to the president. When asked their congressional candidate preference, respondents were evenly split between Democrats and Republicans, each getting 41%. That's a drop in a 3-point advantage Republicans held in June and July. The poll also found 55% of voters disapprove of the Supreme Court, led by 73% disapproval among those who identify as liberal. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The CDC is altering its COVID policy, no longer advising people who are close contacts with somebody infected to quarantine. And social distancing is no longer necessary. CDC officials say about 95% of Americans 16 and older have some level of immunity, either being infected or from being vaccinated. There is more trouble with one of the vaccines.
Lawmakers say about 135 million additional doses of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine made at a factory in Baltimore must be destroyed because of quality problems. That's on top of more than 400 million doses from the Emergent BioSolutions plant that got tossed. According to a House COVID-19 subcommittee, the latest doses marked for destruction were produced between August 2021 and February. J&J informed members that a batch of the shots failed inspection, leaving the entire slate unusable. The FDA shut down the plant in early 2021 due to contamination. Production was allowed to resume last August. J&J, in a statement Thursday, says it's cutting ties with Emergent. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise at the opening bell. Dow futures up nearly 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.